Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is November the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapters 10 to 13. God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. We read in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 7 to 10 like this, and this is in the words of Apostle Paul. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Our world prizes strength, the physical strength of athletes, the financial strength of companies, the political strength of office holders, and the military strength of armies. But Apostle Paul put a new twist in our notion of strength. That is, God's strength is made perfect, which is complete or mature, in our weakness. Our trials will remain, but will always be accompanied by the enduring grace of God when we put our trust on Him. God's grace will be sufficient for what we may face in our lives. Despite human weaknesses, God's grace attains His purposes in a fallen world. When believers are without strength and look to God, He provides power by His grace. This promise from God no doubt gave Paul strength and encouragement in subsequent sufferings. Paul's spiritual view was so clear that he could see his sufferings as reasons for rejoicing, because he knew that in them all of Christ's power was at work. In Paul's weaknesses, Christ's power was made more apparent to others. It would bring praise to the only one who deserved it. Let us understand that both natural weaknesses and supernatural power are constantly at work in us, as they were in Paul and in our Lord Jesus Christ. The greater we sense our weakness, the more we can sense God's power. Our success does not depend on our natural abilities, but on God's power working in and through us. Human weakness can be a profound blessing if it results in our depending more on God and less on self. In God's kingdom, greatness comes when we are willing to assume positions of weakness. Weakness thus has a way of making us rely on God far more than our strengths do. It is when we are conscious of our own weakness and nothingness that we depend on the power of God. And it is only when we are thus cast on Him in complete dependence that His power is manifested in us and we are truly strong. So today let us join with Apostle Paul as he speaks these words in Philippians chapter 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.